When Anas Alakat fled his Syrian birthplace, Damascus, he never imagined he would end up in Saarbrücken. It's a town near the border between Germany and France that had not seen many refugees before.
The hardest thing was the unclear road. Which road should I take? Where should I go? And where I'm going to live? How my life is going to be?
But after the former medical student got help from new German friends, he quickly got his life on track. He volunteered to join the German Red Cross as a paramedic and set up an online learning company, passing on his skills to other refugees. Recently, he has been working with other Syrian refugees to help survivors of floods in two German states in July that killed nearly 200 people.
I've seen from the experience when they volunteer, they create kind of a value, they bring this value to the community.
Angela Merkel saying her three famous words, "Wir schaffen das, we can do this," is seen as one of her defining moments as German Chancellor. Her decision to accept a large population of refugees is seen as true leadership by some, but others say it was a huge mistake. Now at the end of her 16 years in office, the main question is, did her famous words come true?
Barakat Ubaid wrote a book with the title Wir schaffen das, in which he has portrayed Anas Alakat and other successful refugees to counter the negative stories he says are told about refugees in Germany. He's working on a German translation.
People say Merkel made a mistake to accept refugees in 2015. They say we ruin this country, we don't work. I have a different experience. Many are studying, are looking for jobs, or working and paying tax.
Statistics show that of the 1.8 million people classified as refugees, 360,000 are currently fully employed. Around 55,000 are enrolled in training programs and 10,000 are studying at universities.
I would say many of those, you know, arrived around 2015 are now part of the German society. And with regard to labor market integration, it went better than most expected.
Due to Merkel's decision to accept a large group of refugees, right-wing parties like the AfD, the Alternative for Germany, flourished during the last elections 4 years ago. They are predicted to win around 12% again in elections on Sunday. With Merkel leaving office, Anas is hoping the next government will continue to support him and other refugees. Those who have been successful agree that it has been a helping hand from German friends who pointed them in the right direction that have made the difference. Stephan Fasen, Al Jazeera, Saarbrücken.